with wings, it's a kind of transparent
snake doctors, I believe,
right,
is what we
right.
call
that's
it.
Very good. That's usually a very hard one to get. Mm-hmm. Very good. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud? And some
that's
people,
a dirt dog.
Okay. And what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Fine. Any other names for them?
Ground peas. Goobers.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you might say that boy... Exactly. Now, if the boy's behavior is like his father's, you might say that the boy... Would you still say favors?
Acts or something
right,
like that.
Right, right. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
It's a midwife.
Right. If a city person comes to the country, you might, what might country people call him behind his back?
City dude.
Okay. And now what if a country person goes to town? What might city people call him behind his back?
Country cracker.
Okay. Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully...
mad, I think.
Okay. And if you worked all day and you're... at the end of the day, at nighttime, you might say... Man, I'm really...
tired.
Okay. If the school nurse sent a little boy home early, you might send a little boy home early because the little boy what? At school.
I guess he was bad.
Yeah, but this is if he was...
sick.
Oh, sick.
Yeah, would you say he got sick, took sick, or which sounds more comfortable to you?
I don't know. He got sick, I reckon.
Okay. And if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick?
His stomach.
Alright. Do you have a name for a noisy celebration immediately after a wedding where people might bang pans and bother the bride and groom?
You might say when you get trouble.
I don't know if they do that anymore. They,
well, I don't know. They still throw rice, but I don't know about anything else.
I think something like a chivalry or a serenade or horning or something like that.
I don't really think so.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave yourself or what will get you?
Scare them, I guess.
Yeah. They might say, what's going to get them? They don't watch out.
Yeah. Boogerman.
Okay, fine. Okay. How would you greet a friend on December 25th? You might say...
Happy Christmas, sir.
Okay. If, would you ever say anything else? I mean, would that... Any other expression that...
I don't know. I've heard folks say Christmas gift when mm-hmm. you see anybody on Christmas mm-hmm. day.
You wouldn't use that yourself, though.
No, not especially.
No. If you had a very heavy suitcase and you had to take it from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far. I'm glad I don't have
to... do this very often.
Yeah, but I'm glad I don't have to... No.
Carry.
Sure. All right, or lug or tote. I wondered if either of those were common to you. Which one might you use?
Well, I say carry, I believe.
Okay.
Very often.
What do you call a creature that with a very hard shell that lives in the water?
Okay. Could be a tarpon or a turtle.
All right. Now, did you make a, is there a difference between those two?